the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retro Speak 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
And they end up in some places where you'd least expect them. They go all over our country.
I was sitting in
Well, the good news is, it's time for another hour of great 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia with me, Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, and we got it underway with a not-on-label 45, so either an acetate or some sort of vanity pressing, out of Illinois, a bunch of young men who had this 45 produced. The A-side was called Lucky, we took the B-side, Runaway Boy, from the UFO. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, here's a band out of Concord, North Carolina, near Charlotte. Itself a bit of a hotbed of 60s garage. This band, the Tamrons, were one of the most popular bands around Charlotte and Concord in the mid-60s, had a regional hit with this track. It's called Wild Man.
There is a man who lives next door. He has a girl that I adore. I asked him for his daughter's hand. He said, no, sir, mister, you're a wild man. I'm a wild man. Everybody says, listen, this is just the same. Come on, people, don't you really understand? I'm a mean old nasty, filthy, dirty, rotten wild man, yeah. We'll be right back. Everybody says, listen, mister, it's just the same. Now, come on, people, don't you really understand? I'm a mean old Nazi, filthy, dirty, rotten wild man. Blop, blop, now, now, so put your round. I'm a wild man. I'm a wild man. I'm a wild man.
Yeah. It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Alfred, what kind of man are you? Alfred, she tells you what to do. You ought to stand upon your two feet. You shouldn't let her send you to defeat. What kind of man are you? Alfred, don't let her take your rights. Alfred, you've got to stand and fight. You're everything she couldn't be without. She knows it now. What kind of man are you?
Garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I'll give you an unbiased opinion. It stinks.
I don't want to see you cry, so don't you lie. I don't want to hurt you, baby, so don't you lie. When I'm around, so good. Please, please, baby, make me feel so good. Hold me, hold me. Tell me you'll never lie. I've got all the love. Why can't you understand me? Our love will never die. Baby, don't lie. I wanna be your man. I'll give you everything that I possibly can. Hold me. Hold me.
North Carolina band The Tamrons, top of that set. Track called Wild Man, that band made up by several students of Concord High School in Concord, North Carolina, formed 1965. Then a band best known, I would say, for their track Mirror of Your Mind from Orlando, Florida, We the People, with a more obscure track from them called Alfred, What Kind of Man Are You? Then thirdly in the set, The Cutaways. From August 1965, a 45 on Sir Speed Records, the A-side called Hold Me, as found on an album called Inglorious Garage Rock, the 1960s.
The United States Supreme Court has described it as dirt for dirt's sake. We describe it as dirt for money's sake.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, here's an obscure 60s garage track, mainly because it's by a guy called Bobby Runnell. Now, he had his career as a lounge music singer during the mid to late 1960s, but he did have an original song called True Love Heartaches. It appeared on Teenage Shutdown Volume 11. Three different versions of this track were recorded. Firstly, in Nashville as the B-side to his first single, September 1965. Secondly, at Cleveland Recording in 1966. Thirdly, in January 1968, a version recorded at Akron Recording on his own Faux Pas label. So Bobby Runnell came from East Arkansas, picked up some of the earliest rock and roll styles in the 1950s. This track was the result. True Love Heartaches by Bobby Runnell's Faux Pas.
Just to keep on hanging around.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
It's a horrible, horrible thing.
And there's three North American tracks on this week's retrospect. Bobby Runnell's Faux Pas top of the set with True Love Heartaches. Then a band from Española, New Mexico, a 45 released May 1967, released on a label called Delta out of Albuquerque. The band is called Era of Sound. We had the track Girl in the Miniskirt. And then thirdly, from Canada, a June 1967 release titled Believe Me. That's the B-side of a 45 released by this band, The Threads of Fibre. Now, they were from St. Clements near Kitchener, Ontario. The release on a label called Sen Trend, a name that refers to the centennial year of Canada's independence. Bobby Runnell's Faux Pas, Era of Sound, and The Threads of Fibre, Fibre with a Y, track called Believe Me.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, let's look at some global garage for the rest of this episode. This band's out of Guadalajara, part of the mid-60s explosion of beat music in Mexico. They had a 1966 album called Jerk, 45s in 1966, an EP featuring Gloria and a couple more singles. They are called Los Monstruos, or The Monsters. This is Nome Deus Sir Malo. It's a cover of The Animals. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Te podría perder. De ti depende todo nuestro idilio. Debes pensar qué vas a hacer. No me acomplejes, te pido mi amor. Oh no, no me atormentes, por favor. Nena, no me hagas más sufrir. Pienses que todo está bien. Hay muchas cosas malas en la vida que tú no sabes comprender. No me acomplejes, te pido mi amor. Oh no, no me atormentes, por favor. Si tú me quieres así como yo, ningún problema entre nosotros habrá. Si es necesario que pida perdón, arrodillado te daré corazón. Nena, no me dejes ser malo, porque un día me podría perder. De ti depende todo nuestro idilio. Debes pensar qué vas a hacer. Por favor, no me acomplejes, te pido mi amor. Oh no, no me atormentes, por favor. No me acomplejes, te pido mi amor. Oh no, no me atormentes, por favor.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
métro, sans dentifrice préféré, signale à l'hexaclos. Il a lu cela dans son litré, avec des lunettes mal lavées. Mais moi, je m'en fous, je suis heureux comme ça, moi je suis un roi. Un clodo avait loué les poubelles d'un trottoir pour mieux les observer et se raconter des histoires avec les pleurs et les chagrins qu'on jette aux poubelles au matin. Mais moi, je m'en fous, je suis heureux comme ça, moi je suis un. Changer son sexe à pelle contre un sexe à selle. Mais moi, oui, je m'en fous, je suis heureux comme ça, moi je suis un roi. Un clodo avait loué quelque chose de beau, une barbe mal rasée. Dans les jardins du Père Lachaise. Mais moi, oui, je m'en fous, je suis heureux comme ça, moi je suis un roi. Un clodo avait loué sa bouche au métro, son dentifrice préféré, signale à l'hexaclos. Il a lu cela dans son litré, avec des lunettes mal lavées. Mais moi, oui, je m'en fous, je suis heureux comme ça, car, ce clodo c'est moi, ce clodo c'est moi, ce clodo c'est moi.
And that is Global Garage, getting underway with Mexican band Los Monstruos with their cover of Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Then a track out of Singapore, a 7-inch 45 released 1967 by this band called The Stray Dogs. The track, the A-side, called Mums to Pampering. This band had two more 45s in 1971 before calling it a day. So Singaporean band, The Stray Dogs. And then thirdly, out of France, a band called Les Omars Violets, or the Purple Lobsters or the Violet Lobsters. I think they were from the Lyon area of France. They're a bunch of youth inspired by American rockers. So these guys were known as the Black Jackets or Les Blousons Noirs, as those of you who have heard previous episodes where I revealed a very obscure original French rock and roll band with that name. They were going to call themselves Les Griffons, which is the name of a toilet cleaning brand. Les Guitars de Blue Steel was another band. Eventually, they settled for Les Omars Violets, or the Purple Lobsters. So a track called Le Clodo, out of France.
I'm afraid you're in for a rude awakening.
Retrospect. Well, let's look at some psychedelic rock out of Africa. This band, as far as I can make out, existed in Kenya. It's a 7-inch 45 released on a label called Sounds Express. The band is called Evan and Sam with the new Sunshine Band. This is Honey Baby.
Thank you. Every time I see you, you turn me crazy. Always think about you, how I can hold you. Be with you every day. Be with you.
You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Richard.
Thank you.
I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
That is a real global garage mix. Kenya's Evan and Sam fronting the new Sunshine Band, a track called Honey Baby, top of that set. Then Liev Tuk, Khmer musician out of Cambodia, active, as so many were, just prior to the rise of the Khmer Rouge. It's very much influenced by American R&B, soul and rock music. A lot of comparisons drawn with James Brown and Wilson Pickett. In fact, he featured in a 1968 film called The Joy of Life. That footage later used in the 2015 documentary Don't Think I've Forgotten, which exposed a lot of people to the long-lost musical history of Cambodia. The footage of Liev Tuk was juxtaposed with clips of Wilson Pickett to make the comparison more obvious. So he had two of his songs on the 1996 compilation Cambodia Rocks, Rom Su Su, or Dance Soul Soul is the track we had. Also, he wrote a track covered by Yol Orlerong on that same compilation. So Liev Tuk with Rom Su Su, Dance Soul Soul out of Cambodia. Then wrapping the set out of Sweden, Paul Vater, 1967-45. Cover, of course, of Hey Joe. Documented as a cover of The Leaves' song, may have been done in the style of The Leaves, but of course it's not a song by The Leaves, although they first released that in the States. So Paul Vater out of Västerås, Sweden. We're looking at Antipodean Garage, straight after this.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray. Phil
Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray. Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Well, let's explore some Antipodean garage. Antipodean meaning Australia and New Zealand. So we're starting off with a band out of Mildura, Australia. Began 1965 as the Beagle Boys. 1966, they changed their name to The Creatures, relocated to Sydney. They're described as being at a time when moderate long hair was becoming acceptable. They dyed their tatty locks to bilious pastel shades and invited the media to react with appropriate horror. They were billed as the wildest, longest coloured haired group in Australia, Australia's answer to the Rolling Stones, and each member, as a side note, dyed their hair a different colour. So The Creatures, now considered 60s punk or proto-punk, here they are with their best-known track, Ugly Thing, Australia's The Creatures.
G'day Phil, this is Jamie from Sydney, Australia. Your non-stop 60s global garage punk is fueling the fire for our budding garage band here across the Dutch. So keep it coming.
Now sitting up so high, it's got a bloody nose. You never seen a foul heart treat. take a look at the magnificent new Holden. Note Holden's styling. It's functional, trend-setting, and years ahead because it's curved. The curved styling gives you much more room inside, more room than any car anywhere near the price. Plenty of room in the boot, too. As much luggage space as you'll ever need. And you have the choice of Holden's three great engines for really spirited performance.
And that is three tracks from this part of the world. The Creatures got it underway with Ugly Thing out of Australia. Then New Zealand's own darlings of 60s garage rock, the La-Di-Das with How Is the Air Up There, got to number four on the New Zealand charts, 1966. Great slice of Kiwi garage punk. Then the Missing Links out of Australia, proto-punk group out of Sydney, active 64 to 66, long hair, known for smashing their equipment on stage. Great band. Australia's The Missing Links with Wild About You. And that takes us to the end of this week's retrospect episode. Time for an instrumental to wrap the show. This band, The Golden Boys, or Zlatni Dukaci in their own language, a band out of former Yugoslavia from Belgrade, formed 1962 by school friends. They wanted to break through to Yugoslav radio stations, which were not welcoming of beat music at all, so they started recording covers of classical music pieces in the beat music style. Took those recordings to the Netherlands, where a band member participated in a chess tournament. Managed to get them broadcast on radio. Interestingly, later on, April 1966, they left for England. One of the band members was invited to a chess tournament, and in order to get their visas more easily, he represented the band members as being young chess players. They performed in a place called Bognor Regis in front of 1,500 people, performing covers of rock hits, but the best response from the audience was apparently for a Macedonian folk song called Jovano Jovanke. So, Zlatni Dukaci, this track, title unknown, great slice of Yugo beat music to wrap this episode of Retrospect. Thanks for listening. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Thank you. connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.